I get asked a lot, what are my favorite sounds in no particular order? So I thought I'd show you currently what's in my template of noises. This is what I gig with. So I'm just going to quickly hammer down this list, and it's fairly extensive. And I gig with Logic Pro, for those who don't know. And so I have a template full of lots and lots of different things. So the first thing we start with is this piano strings combination. So what is this combination? Well, let's look at the individual tracks. These strings are Project Sam Orchestral Essentials 1. Controlled with the mod wheel, which I love because they're not velocity controlled. And the reason I like that is because the piano underneath, which of course is velocity controlled, that is a really average piano, and you're probably hearing that. This is the Korg Wave States piano. It's nothing to write home about. It's just very rumpler. So you can hear all the boring. It just is. It just exists. But when you combine it with big strings, there's just something about it that's very nice and captivating, and I don't know why. And because the mod wheel, of course, plays a part, I can have the strings at whatever level I want and then play softly. And if I play harder, the strings will stay the same, but the piano will get louder. So anyway, we'll move on from that. You get the idea. Where are we? Okay. So this is the default Logic Studio Grand piano, and I like this one. There's just something about it. When Logic 11 came into being in May of 2024, this thing just stood out to me as, what a sound. It's simple, it's effective, I've got it completely dry, no reverb, which does come through on stage quite nicely. See, it just is what it is. But what I like it for particularly is the fact that the release samples are extremely quick. Love that. The next piano is... it's also the Logic piano. This is their upright instead of the grand. So it's called, Studio Upright. And it's dirty and grungy, and I love it. And you can hear a lot of pedal samples. For some reason, I'm in a G minor mood this morning. Oh well. Right, next. This is another stack. So this is Keyscape piano with Arturia Stage 73 Rhodes. This is quite nice for certain things. And then the individual elements. Keyscape Studio, Keyscape C7 Grand. What am I using? I think I'm using just actually Studio. Yes, LA Custom C7 Studio. This is a very, very, very common sound in YouTube videos. Like, everybody You'll hear this from Charles Cornell and sometimes from Adam Neely and Jacob Collier and all these people. So this is kind of a very common sound, but it cuts through very well on stage, this piano. So there's that. And then the Rhodes I talked about, which is the Arteria Stage 73. We've come out of the pianos now into Rhodes. It's a good sound. It's quite simple. And I've picked each of these sounds because I likely use it for at least one of the songs that I play with whichever band I'm playing with on that given day. So everything here is handpicked for a reason. The next sound, this is the, what is this? This is actually the Rhodes V8 Pro. So this is actually the real Rhodes, if you will. And there is a free reverb plugin on it because the original Rhodes does not come with reverb. I'll bypass the reverb. It's quite nice. I'll put the reverb back on. And how I'm changing track, by the way, I didn't mention this, is I'm using my Complete Control S61 Mark II, and I'm using the dial to change track. So I'm actually not touching the Mac at all for any of this. And this is how I control that on stage as well. I never touch the Mac unless something's gone wrong, and I absolutely have to. The next one is a strange thing. It's a mixture of Sonic Couture Canterbury Suitcase Rhodes mixed with Roland D50 synth sound. And this is kind of cool for being a bit crazy. And I do bad things with this, including pitch bending Rhodes. So it's interesting because the synth sound is monophonic, but the Rhodes is polyphonic, so I can play chords. So it's a bit disgusting, a bit dirty, a bit grungy, but it does cut through very well on stage when I'm having fun. The next sound is the Canterbury Suitcase Rhodes. This is probably the on-stage go-to that I have for pretty much every gig. Not all gigs use the other sounds, but this Rhodes has to be in every gig template that I use for everything. It will come and play a part at least once in every gig, I think. Extremely, extremely necessary. No external effects on that one. That reverb is built in. Love it. This one is Taxi Rhodes from Roland. It's from the SRX Studio Board. And again, I'm using the same reverb I used on the other Rhodes, on the standard Rhodes, because I'm using Roland Synology here, and this does not have any reverb at all. Well, it does, but not for this sound. So bypassing the reverb. Lovely. Simple, but effective. This one is Keyscape. What is this? Hold on. Vintage Vibe EP Amp Studio. This one is extremely good for cutting through on stage. It's very harsh. It's brash. It's loud. There's nothing quiet about this Rhodes at all. See, it's loud, it's there, it's in your face. And Okay, now we move on to Arteria B3 organ. I love this sound. I've got a customized preset called Shirley, and I control the loudness of it with my expression pedal, as you may expect if you're a Hammond player, so not velocity. And I've made it such that the sustain pedal does not sustain, because it's not supposed to. I mimic the Logic behavior in this. Logic stock organ does this thing where when you use a sustain pedal, it will actually do rotary. So right now the rotary is off. And if I put my sustain pedal down, and then knob number one on the keyboard is like a macro. It does a bunch of drill bars all at once. And so it can make this quite dark sound very bright. All the way to maximum. To the very darkest. And it does have some reverb. The last knob on this is reverb, so you can bring up. So there's that. The next sound is from Korg Triton Extreme, and it's a synth sound called Flute Lead Stack, and it's great. It's polyphonic. Mod wheel gives a bit of vibrato, and it's great for pitch bending. And if the reverb is too muddy because I'm on stage, I just turn the last knob in the list down, all the way down. It's all gone. Okay, it's not all gone. There seems to be another one, but it's gone enough. Then underneath this is a sound from Roland XV5080. And what's this thing called? I never remember the name of this. Talking Box. It is a monophonic synth. It's great for, again, on stage use. It can cut through a mix very loudly. And that weird yo-yo-yo sound is being controlled with aftertouch. Love it. Then we move on to some drums, because on Jamula sometimes there isn't a drummer, and so yours truly does finger drumming on keys. So the first sound we come to is Addictive Drums, Vintage Dead Mono Bone Breaks. And the next one we come to is another Addictive Drums kit called Modern Soul R&B Got Soul. Lovely. Then, this one is Sonic Couture's new drum kit called Tonal Drums, and it's called Shafted. And it's kind of, it's quite harsh, but I like it because it cuts through in certain situations. And then this one is Goran Groove's reggae drums, Handy Drums Reggae Standard. It's the first version, actually. There's a V2 of this, which I haven't yet purchased. But it's nice because it's got some nice snare stuff. It's a full GM sort of almost normal kit layout. It's missing a few elements. But because it's got triangles and things, I can do sort of, you know, old soul things. Just trying to do all that with two hands. So it's quite fun. And that's the last of the sounds in this quite mammoth template. So as you can tell, there's quite a lot going on. But it means I've pretty much got sound for all occasions. There are certain things where I need a couple other sounds, so I use different templates for that. But this is kind of my bread and butter go-to template for most things. And if I need to adjust on the fly, well, I've got enough sounds I can not use and change the sound of directly on stage and maybe save it for the next time if I need it. So nice to have a big thing to work with. Hope you enjoyed this look through, which was much longer than I planned it to be, of my Logic gigging template.